Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of our tech podcast by Bosch Rexroth. My name is Robert Weber, and my guest today is Samantha Turner. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. So, before we start talking about low carbon aluminium profiles, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
Hello, everyone. My name is Samantha Turner, and I'm in the business unit assembly technology at Bosch Rexroth. And in this, I'm responsible for the topic of sustainability with a focus of product and in context of low carbon aluminium profiles.
Before we talk about low carbon, please tell us a bit about your profiles. Who is using your profiles? What kind of use cases do we see with your profiles? And then we talk about low carbon profiles.
Okay, so when we talk about aluminium profiles, basically the possibilities are endless because it's a profile kit. So you can do whatever you want, wherever you need those kind of processes and products. We're mainly found in production environments, in terms of machine frames, in terms of ergonomic workspaces, in terms of shelves or safety fences. So we're mainly found in production, but if you want to think about it, the possibilities, like I said, are endless.
Okay. What are now low carbon profiles?
Well, if we're talking about low carbon aluminium profiles, we refer to products which are reduced in their carbon footprint in terms of using renewable energy sources to create those low carbon profiles.
Okay. And how exactly do these profiles differ from conventional solutions, from the, let's call it, normal profiles? Or is there a difference?
In terms of quality, we have no difference at all. We just reduce the carbon footprint that we provide our customers with by using renewable energy such as water, wind, and solar power. So in terms of quality, we have no differentiation between those two.
Can you explain a little bit the process or what was the idea behind this low carbon profile initiative by Bosch Rexroth?
So basically, there are a few factors that came into play when we talked about low carbon aluminium profiles. We have the factor that there are regulations that we have to at some point adjust to and fulfill. They're not in action at the moment, but we wanted to be ahead of that and not think about solutions once they hit.
Mm-hmm. So first mover.
First mover in those terms. And then also, as Bosch Rexroth, obviously, we have a goal that we want to achieve ourselves. So we have a responsibility in those terms that we need to fulfill. And also, we want to support our customers in fulfilling their carbon footprint, in fulfilling their sustainability goals, and help them achieve that, because the industry is moving and the point is getting more important. If we talk about it in the larger context and trends that we're seeing, that is definitely one of them. So in those terms, those are the aspects that pushed us forward to move ahead and be the first mover in those terms.
How is the CO2 reduction achieved? And does the quality remain the same? Yeah, you said yes, but how significant is the reduction?
So basically, we are talking about a two-phase program that we're following. So in the first step, we're reducing the carbon footprint by using those renewable energies, wind, water, and solar-powered energies to produce, because this is a big impact on those terms. And in the next step, we're focusing on getting more recycled aluminium in the product without losing any quality.
So this is an R&D topic, right? To work on recycled aluminium and to build profiles with recycled material, or is it a common way to do?
It's a common way to do. I mean, we know from industry that we do it with plastics and everything, and learn that there is little to none quality reduction in those terms, and we're doing it without any quality reductions because aluminium is a well-used material and we have the possibility to do it without losing anything.
What is the feedback from the market?
They're catching on. It's still slow because they're focusing on other topics, of course, as well. But we customers approach us more and more in terms of how can we support them with their...
But they also need to report numbers, right?
Yes, they also report numbers. And we also offer the possibility, for example, on our website, for every product, you can account for the PCF value so that customers know what product they're purchasing and what kind of carbon footprint lies behind the product that we provide them with.
And is it the common way, or is there a difference to to competitors in the market. Can you share a little bit, what is the position of Bosch Rexroth there? First mover, you already mentioned that you want to be the first mover. Are you ahead of the others?
With this at the moment, we are first mover, so we rarely hear from competitors moving in the right direction at this speed that we provided it with, because we started with it already last year. In terms of catching on, the industry is fast, so I'm not doubting that any other competitors will go that way because of the regulatories that the EU provides, for example. But in terms of first movers, we are really proud to be. And we are really happy to provide our customers with those supports and the possibility to make them accountable towards their customers as well.
Yeah, and I think it's very important, especially for the bigger companies, because they have already implemented a reporting when it comes to sustainability, right? And they need numbers. And often when it comes to the supply chain, they don't get the numbers and the facts. So it's quite important for them.
Exactly. I mean, if we talk about other companies, you can see that it's more and more important to be transparent about those numbers. And so we help them by providing this already in early stages of the development process, because customers usually use our profiles to set up their factories, to build them up. So in those terms, by already lowering the carbon footprint there, it goes a long way in those terms, yeah.
What is on your agenda? What are your next steps when it comes to profiles, when it comes to recycled materials? What is on your agenda?
So we're thinking, like I said, the phase two, we will reduce the carbon footprint of our products even more by using more recycled materials. Then it doesn't stick only to aluminium. We can also talk about plastics that we're using in those terms.
Okay, great. I think in the plastic, there's more knowledge already when it comes to recyclate and to use it, right?
Yes, there is more knowledge there because people are working on it for the last few years. So we are not first mover there, but it helps us and help us therefore help our customers to reduce even more.
I'm really looking forward to hear more in the next coming months. I keep my fingers crossed for you and your team. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.